Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Mae Edmond. And we want to thank you for tuning in on tonight. And we hope you receive a blessing from the Lord. We have with us on tonight Pastor Sheila Amin and her daughter, Evangelist Khadija Amin from Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. We also have with us Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. She's also on the line with us on tonight. And we are looking forward to having a great time tonight. We want to let go and let God have his way on tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, Sheila Amin, lead us in the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. Oh God, we thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for this great ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everyone who's listening on the line. We pray right now, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and let blessings come down and overtake us, Lord. We open up our hearts and our minds to receive from you, oh God. We ask that you would send your anointing, Lord.
Send your
anointing, Lord. Release your word, God, that will touch somebody's heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are sick and studying right now, God.
Yes,
Lord. And lay your hand upon them. We pray for healing and for deliverance. We pray, God, for restoration. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, cover us under your blood and wash us on the inside. Wash us, oh God, and clean us up in the name of Jesus. Make us what you have us be, Lord. Not our will, God, but let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask right now, God, for a special blessing for everyone who's on the prayer list. One by one and name by name, asking you to grant every prayer request. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will.
Whatever
it is, Lord Jesus, we know you have the power,
Lord,
to do everything.
Yes,
there's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for you, God. We have looking unto you,
Lord.
We are depending on you. We believe you. And we are taking back your word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, we receive right now every blessing.
Yes, Lord.
some of the things I've done. But Jesus, with a special love, forgave me the very one. He put me on the right road, heavy load. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. And now I'm free down in my soul. He got the charges. He just got the charges. Although I was wrong, he got the charges. He just got the charges. He showed me right from wrong. He got the charges. He just got the charges. He kept them all away. At Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, Jesus, saved by grace. He got the charges, although I was wrong. He got the charges, but he just got the charges, and he told me right from wrong. He got the charges. Jesus got the charges. He cast them all away. At Calvary, I heard him say. At Calvary, I heard him say. At Calvary, I heard him say. Take this, saved by grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let your notes all hands back over to the hands of Evangelist Lugo Edmonds.
How many know that he dropped the charges? I know.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I was still paying her. Hallelujah. But he dropped the charges. And now
yes,
I'm afraid in the name of Jesus. We're going to go a little bit further. We're going to have our announcement. And then we're going to go into the Word of God.
And in prison with the Gospel Truth broadcast, this is Evangelist Mabel Edmonds. And you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6036. Again, that is 319-527-6036. And you can also tune in online at www.radio.com/MKSTG. And we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Lugo Edmonds on Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the call-in number is 319-527-6763. And you can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/my-tune-service, title one school, and one is O-N-E. And I would like you all to say a special prayer for Samuel Anderson and family, Jeanette Miller and family, Charles Morris, Gloria Weston family, Titus Edmonds Jr., the Green Hill family, Julie Dixon, who's Sister Marcel Wolfe's sister, Dr. Brenda Colbert, Brenda Stratton, Elder and Sister Crockett, Elder Gary Calder and family, Maxine Walters, Jimmy Tucker, Mr. Bill Bradley, who's currently battling cancer, and all those who are requesting prayers. If you would like to add your name or someone else's name to the prayer list, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSTG and leave it at tonight's broadcast, the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And the phone broadcast after we're going to hand out these dangerous new volumes.
Praise the Lord. So far, we thank God for everything that has been said and done unto the glory and honor of God. Now, at this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Word of God. And before we go into the Word, we're going to have a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, feeble mass of clay, that you will bless and send your word and send your anointing, go out and bless some soul. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, O Lord. Oh, my God, touch in a special way. Touch, heal, save, and forgive. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Now let us go to the Word of God. We're going to ask that you get your Bible, and we will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. The King James, and we're going to turn to St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, and we're going to begin with the 28th verse. And it reads, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are the words of Jesus written in red here. It was Jesus himself speaking. And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor. He was telling you to arrive at the point of being or becoming. So he's saying unto you, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My title tonight, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And my subject is, he's making a call, summoning. He wants you to come and give it to him. He said, those labor and are heavy laden. Sometimes we work, we labor. Hallelujah. And we move. Thank you, Jesus. We move. Glory to God. To come forward and work and exert ourselves. Why? Because this is what we have to do. We have to work. The Bible said, if a man don't work, let him eat. So we work and we labor many times. Hallelujah. We physically and mentally put forth some type of effort. And those who are heavy laden become burdened with something hard to bear. The Bible says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus is telling you to take his yoke upon you and learn of me. In St. John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, Jesus began to tell his disciples not away. The Comforter will not come. That Jesus knew that he was going away, and he was going to another Comforter unto the disciples. And he began to tell them of the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now notice over in St. Matthew 11 and 28, he said, come unto me, all ye, and I will give you rest. And then in the 29th verse, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You have to learn of the Lord. You have to learn the way of the Lord. Glory to God. When the Holy Ghost come in, he will teach you glory to God, and put the force on to action. Hallelujah. So that they carry the heavy load. They were the burden of beast. Beast of burden. They would carry the heavy load, and they would put the yoke on their neck and around their heads and their shoulders so that they could be able to carry that heavy. We don't have to carry a heavy load now because Jesus is telling us to come unto him. All he said, labor, in other words, he knows that you're tired. He knows that you've been burdened. He knows that you are heavy laden. Glory to God. You've been through so many tests and so many trials. You've been oppressed. Hallelujah. Satan has worn you out. But you can take your burden and you can go to the Lord. You can take his yoke upon you. Hallelujah. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. You don't have to carry that old burden no more. Carry that old heavy load that Satan been loading you down with. Hallelujah. He had you laying down in sin. My Lord, but God is able to bring you out of it. He'll bring you out. He'll take that heavy load off of you. I think about in the Bible days how that the Egyptians put a heavy burden on the people of God. They worked them and they worked them. Oh my God, they worked them so hard. Glory to God. But the more they worked, the more they increased and the more they prospered. Hallelujah. I think that the Sadducees and the glory to God, and it was too heavy for them to carry. And that's why Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I, personifying himself, I will give you rest. I'm going to give you a reprieve from the Pharisees, from the Sadducees, from the scribes. Hallelujah. I'm going to take that burden off you, but you got to do something. You got to come. You got to come to Jesus. You got to give it to Jesus. Give that heavy load. Give it over to the Lord and let He do. I don't say you in. He did it for me, and He can do it for you. Glory to God. Jesus said, for I am meek. Jesus was submitted to the will of God. He was submitted, and he was lowly in heart. Jesus was humble before the Lord. Glory to God. Although they accused him of many things, they whipped him, and they beat him all night long. But Jesus never said a murmuring word. He took his beating. Hallelujah. He carried his heavy load until the Lord delivered him. And God will do the same for you. He can deliver you. But you have to come. Say, come now. And let us reason together. I heard in the book of Numbers when the Lord began to speak. Glory to God. He began to tell Jesus, he began to tell his servant Moses. He said in his words in Numbers 11 and 14, I am not able to bear all these people. See, Moses had a burden on him. He was trying to feed all of the people across the Red Sea. And not only that, he had to feed the people, the land. He said, I am not able to bear all these people alone by myself because it's too heavy for me. Glory to began to clean me up. He began to sanctify me. Glory to God. He began to take control of my body. He began to take control of my mind. He took control of my tongue. He began to fill me up. Hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God began to move on the inside. And he moved up until he took control. And hallelujah, again, to speak through me in other tongues. And the Spirit of God gave the utterance. The Bible says in Acts, he said, and he died. The fountain in St. Luke. Glory to God. He died. The fountain that disease in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And if they drink any deadly drink, it shall not hurt them. Hallelujah. There's a sign that comes with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people saying that they have the Holy Ghost, but no sign. My Lord, sign. If you don't have the sign, you don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a quickening spirit. He'll make you alive. He'll cause you to move. He'll cause you to get up and shout. He'll cause you to get up and praise the name of the Lord. But you gotta come. You gotta come. Come to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In my conclusion on tonight, if you come to Jesus, let him work it out for you. He'll give you rest. Jesus will give you rest. If you turn it over to Jesus, he will give you rest. Hallelujah. He'll give you rest from your enemies. Jesus, he will give you rest from the wicked. He'll give you rest from those so heavy burdens that you're carrying. Glory to God. He'll get that heavy burden off of you. Feel like glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost came in, I tell you, I shouted and I praised my God for what he had done for me. Thank you, Jesus. And it's so like when he picked me, hallelujah, I didn't even feel it. That was because the Holy Ghost had a hold. Holy Ghost ain't going to change it. No, he ain't going to change it. You won't hurt yourself. But if you hold it up yourself, my God, ain't going to tell him what might happen. But in my conclusion tonight, God will give you rest. He'll give you rest from your oppression. He'll give you rest from the grief that you bear. Hallelujah. He'll give you rest from your infirmity. Rest from your afflictions and the things that seem to try to hold you down and keep you from serving the Lord. You have to give it over to Jesus. He's the only master. He's the only one that can work it out. He can work it out for you. I don't care what happened in your life. is not dead, but he's yet alive. How do you know? Because he lives within me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Satan comes and try to get me, the stuff is in hell. Hallelujah. Jesus, stop by into my mortal body and say, go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujah. I can go forward in the Lord. If you just try, Jesus, if you just come, come now. Don't wait. Don't put off the tomorrow. Too late. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'll wait until I get such and so. I'll wait. I'll wait until I get a little older. But that's not promising. Hallelujah. Death is sure. Death is sure. Hallelujah. One day, we're going to have to meet our God. And if our soul is not saved, if our whole soul is not on the inside, we won't be able to make it in. We won't be able to stand in that great day. The word of God will still be able to stand. Hallelujah. Some is going to run to the rock, and the rock is going to cry out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No hiding place. No hiding place. No hiding place down here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to take God at his word. We don't want to be left behind. Come now. Come now. Let us be together. Let your sins be as garments. The Lord, he can wash them white as snow. You come now and give your life to Jesus. Come to Jesus while he's calling. Glory to God. I can be a witness. I witness to a young man. Hallelujah. We used to be out there in the world together. But when I got saved, I was him. Hallelujah. He had something else he wanted to do. And he went on. And about a week and a half later, hallelujah, he came to church. But he didn't know he was in the church because they carried him in the church. Hallelujah. They carried him in the coffin. But it was too late. Too late. Don't let it be said. Too late. Too late. To enter in. After faith. Hallelujah. Don't put off, but come now. Come to Jesus. Come now. While he's calling, while he's allowed you another chance to receive him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Yes,
glory
to Jesus. Glory, yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to your name, Jesus. Come now. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is talking to somebody. He's talking to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to come. God is calling you in. You have to answer the call. It's just like a summons. Hallelujah. When the judge, the unjust judge down here, when he issued a summons for you to come to court, you better come, put a warrant out for you. Hallelujah. And then if you don't come, after he put the warrant out for you, when he gets you, you're going to jail. And Jesus summoned you here. He gave you the chance to come on in, but he don't want you to come in the grave. He don't want you to come in the coffin. Amen. You come now while God is talking to you. Come now. These won't have to be terrible. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. didn't want to go. And finally, when I did go, I went over, found out they had a broken leg, and it was in a cast. And they were sitting in the chair, began to pray with them, and they began to thank the Lord. Glory to God. And I found out there that down there that they had passed away. Passed away. Between the time that I went and had prayer with them, time between that morning, they were born just that day. We don't know how long we're going to be around here. Some waiting, because they're waiting until they get 60, 70, and I give my life to the Lord. Know if he called you and you're 40, you need to come. If he called you during your 20s, you need to come, because there ain't no guarantee you're going to live to be 50, 60, or 70. It's by reason of strength. We miss that long. We all are missed on the altar. And I'm a witness. I remember, I'm a therapist, with my cousin, my own cousin, for a while, no drink, for a while. But as soon as he went back and started drinking again, then he began to get sick and get down. And sure enough, the Lord called him in. Even the doctor himself said he's living on borrowed time. And he passed away. You see, God is a God of his word. And you, man, that's what begging you do. We have to do, begging you to come to Jesus. I'm not worried about coming to no preacher. To Jesus, because he's the only one that can save you. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity to project the word of God. And I hope someone takes heed to this word, because God means just what he says. He is not a man that he should lie, and not lie. He said, let my word be true, and let every man be alive. But my God, he can give you rest. If you come to him, he'll give you rest from all opposition, from everything that's oppressing you, from your enemy, from the wicked, the burden that weighs heavy on you. God will take all of that off. Glory to God. Let me thank God for his word. I'm coming on in now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to God. I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds to lead us in the closing prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, my Father, we thank you for the unword, my God. And that you can look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our sins, Lord. Forgive our sins, Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Oh, my God, we need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, I know you ain't the Lord. Oh, my God, break up the stony heart, my God. Oh, Father, put in your heart of flesh, Lord. We love you, able God. Have your way, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on that soul, my God, that's near to hell, Lord. Have mercy, my God. Jesus, Lord Jesus, I know you able, Lord. Have your eternal way, God. In the name of Jesus, find that dragon, my God. Oh, my God, find his works, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch somebody's heart, Lord. Put their mind, my God. Show them the same, my God. What about Thank you.
in the name of Jesus. Deliver the bound, my God. Set the captive free, Lord. Go into the jailhouse, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Save, my God. Save the Lord. Go into the hospital, Lord.
Things could be
comes the Avenger of Gabriel. I'm going to think after that prayer. Comes the Avenger of Cynthia. Look out for respect. Look out for we've been talking about that call. Jesus is the answer. And he says, they are speaking. Her saying, come to Jesus. And I tell you the truth, Jesus, he is calling. We must see the call to come. Because he's not only going to try or strive, but while he's calling, that's the time to come. And that's the beginning of illustrate things. The example that she gave of people who waited too late. By the time they got to the church, they had to be carried there. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be one of those people, but I would want to come now while they call, while he's calling, while they're running without stretch right now. And I say, I'm getting myself up. I had a wonderful time. This is a blessing. And I don't know if people really realize how much of a blessing the Word of God is. At this particular time, that it's a true blessing, Renegade. Stay encouraged. All of you, Renegade, be encouraged. The people are working for the Lord.
Great. Lord, thank the Lord for all of our evangelists. And if anyone would like to call in, you can call 856-304. If you want to leave a message or give some remarks or testimony, you can text 856-304-7774. Praise the Lord. Tune in with us again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. We'll be looking forward to you being on the line with us again. God bless you.